I did get a word. Seems like a rambler again, you know, sometimes it does that to me, but first I saw a vast field of wheat, and it was just gently swaying. My children, you are all unique. Not one is like the other, but you are all part of the whole. You share the same spirit, my Holy Spirit. You are all perfect just as you were created, each in your own time. Don't look at the other. You all fit perfectly as you are. Get ready for a move. My spirit is moving. There is a plan, and that plan needs you all to be part of that whole. Do not despair, for I have all the circumstances under control. Do not fear the unknown, because you know me, and I have only your good in mind. Mm-hmm. Get ready for the move. It is coming soon. The harvest is almost ready. You, my children, are ready. You are more than ready.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So first I would like to just pray that the Lord and his Holy Spirit will fill my mouth, because I don't want this to be Peggy speaking. I want the Lord to be speaking.
Amen.
And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Well, the other day I was standing in at the sink, and this thought came to me. The thought was, which I spoke out loud to the Lord, I really am walking in my soul life as opposed to my spiritual life. And I didn't think much about that. I guess I was kind of putting a little condemnation on myself, because that's what it seemed to me. And then for the next few days, the Lord was just showing me in different ways, subtly, that that was not the case, that really I am walking in my spiritual life. So I guess what I just wanted to share was spiritual life versus soul life. And Deborah talked a little bit about that, you know, how the soul was rising up in you. So I did see this. It's kind of goes along with something that Linda shared. This is from Wade Taylor. We must guard our spirit concerning attitudes and things that can hinder the quality of our spiritual life. When we neglect to value and maintain his presence in our daily life, we will gradually lose our interest in daily communing with the Lord. Our understanding of spiritual principles will become clouded and deteriorate, and we will be robbed of his best for us. I think that's pretty powerful. Sure. We must guard our spirit concerning attitudes and things that can hinder the quality of our spiritual life. When we neglect to value and maintain his presence in our daily life experience, we will gradually lose our interest in daily communing with him, with the Lord. Our understanding and spirit of spiritual principles will become clouded and deteriorate, and we will be robbed of his best for us.
Who's that?
Wade Taylor.
And did you get that online?
I did. I saw it. I just happened to go on Facebook, and it was a posting.
Surprise.
And it just totally jumped out at me. So I was thinking about it a little bit, and how can we guard our spirit? For me, it would be renewing my mind on a daily basis, which can be very simple. We just can get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the air that I'm breathing. I mean, it's his heir. He's provided the floor and the legs and the arms and everything for us to stand upright. And sometimes I will ask him to make me a blessing to somebody. I do meet a lot of people and in my business, and I really do try to be a blessing to others when he leads, as he leads. And Pastor says a lot that our attitude does determine our altitude.
Amen.
So are we just going to get up in the morning and, you know, say, oh, I'm so tired and I don't want to face the day, and that all those kinds of soulish thoughts are what drag us down and bring us into depression if we let it. But if we can build up ourselves in him each day, then the focus will be where it needs to be. Some days I will admit I get up and I don't know what the circumstance is going to be. What am I going to face? Because every day is different. My husband has challenges, and therefore I'm challenged. And I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what's going to hinder my day and what I have planned and my desires, which of course is my soul. Focus should not be on me, should be on what God wants and love for that other person. I have a coworker who comes into work, starts off fine, but it's a sarcastic, how are you, you know, how's it going, that kind of thing, because I get there 7:45 and she comes in at 10:30. So quite a bit of my morning has gone by. And once she sits down and fires up her computer, it's negativity. So I know I'm supposed to say something, but I asked the Lord, you know, what put the words in my mouth, Lord, because for survival of the two of us, the only ones two there, in my opinion, changing the attitude to positive might be a good way of going about it. So one day I did say to her last week, why don't we just focus on the positive? Because there are some positive things that do happen. One positive is that we have a job. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that don't have jobs. You know, thank him for that. Well, I tried. It didn't do much good. So I know that there's maybe a seed planted, but the ground isn't fertile at the moment. So praise God. Change our attitude. I want to go to Galatians 5:16.
16?
Yes. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk and live in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of human nature, without God. For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh, godless human nature. For these are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding and in conflict with each other, so that you are not free but are prevented from doing what you desire to do. But if you are guided, led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Well, I think that's a good guide. If we are walking by the Spirit, we're not able to satisfy our fleshly desires, and our soul life will eventually diminish. dying to ourselves daily and walking in love is where our focus should be. Then, and going back to 13. For you, brethren, are indeed called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom be an incentive to your flesh and an opportunity or excuse for selfishness, but through love, you should serve one another. And in my home, that's where my focus needs to be. And at work or out and about or whatever, that's where my focus should be. Now, how are we going to know if we're walking by the Spirit or if we're walking by our soul? Once again in Galatians 22, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. So, I tried very hard to pick out some of the things where I may be walking in the Spirit. Now, at times, there is walking in love, and there is joy, and there is peace, and there is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. However, because of that war that goes on between our soul and our spirit, there is a conflict, especially for me. And the soul life is an empty place to be, and it, because it doesn't want to depend on our faith to satisfy its desires. So there is the conflict. If we have Jesus inside of us, who is love, the Holy Spirit in us, and we strive to walk in the Spirit, we don't have to do it alone. Jesus did say, I am the vine, you are the branches. If we are attached to the vine, we will be continually rooted in Him. And what I had to come to a revelation. I didn't have to come to it, but I did have a revelation a few weeks ago when I could see that my soul wanted to satisfy certain desires in order for me to survive some of the circumstances that I'm in. And one of those desires is food. I have a definite issue with food. I had from thank you, from the age of 12. That's where it started. The Lord has shown me that. My dad passed, and it was just my mom and I, and I think I may have shared this at some point, but it continually tries to overpower what I know the Lord wants for me. He doesn't want the things that I put in my mouth are to enhance this temple, not destroy it. And when you're in conflict, sometimes I'm not always looking at that. I'm looking at what is physically going to comfort me. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's food. Wrong focus. I know the Holy Spirit is our comforter. I know that. However, before my little revelation, I would give the excuse, well, I need something tangible. Mm-hmm. you know, just to say, oh, well, the Holy Spirit is there, so I should be comforted. Doesn't work for me. But what works is having faith in the fact that the Holy Spirit is within us and that He is our comforter. It is a test. It's a test of our faith and where our focus is. And somehow, I don't know how it happened, but something changed inside of me. I shouldn't say I don't know how. I know the Lord did it, but I don't know exactly when it happened. But something changed. Something changed in the mind, and there isn't that desire to grab something and put it in my mouth. And I guess I'm just trusting. I guess it's just a faith somewhere deep down inside that the Lord has this. And He and He has me. A lot of times when I go to bed, I just thank Him for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I did receive a word recently, and I'll read it again. This is what He said. I have captured you. Your soul life is slowly melting away as you abandon yourselves to me and my plan. Once that surrender is complete, there will be no turning back. I'm having faith that there's no turning back. No turning back to that life you were so familiar with. And I can feel the soul now is rising up because I want to cry.
It's okay.
It's a loss of something. It's a loss of that comfort that I thought that I needed from the time I was 12 years old. Well, I'm going to be 68. So that's a long time.
Come on, I'm
covering it. Okay, now then the Lord said, I will be the focus and in everything you I will be in everything you do. That is my ultimate desire, that you will be forever one with me. Mm. So thank you, Jesus. Romans 15:13. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing with hope. 2 Peter 1:4. He has bestowed on us His precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape from the moral decay that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers of the divine nature. And I just want to end with a dream that I had this morning. Now, it was kind of a creepy dream, and that's my word. I don't remember all of it. I believe what He wants me to share is the part that I do remember. I saw a person, it was a woman, crawling like on the ground, like she was in a jungle or something. And I believe she was injured, and she was just crawling along. Now, something else happened. I don't recall what that was. Then the focus came back on this person. Her body was, how do I say it? It was, her body was dying. Her flesh was dying. She was still trying to crawl, but you could see parts of her body that were starting to decay. Something else happened, came back to this person, and the focus was on the person again. And this time, I mean, the body looked really bad, especially the feet. It was really very gross to look at. But my sense is that's probably what our bodies look like when they decay. Things happen. Yet she was still able to crawl. And I saw her go up like to some stairs. And she went up the stair, crawled up the stairs, kind of dragging her body. And she was able to stand. And when she looked, she saw a man and a woman. They're actors. And it was almost like it was a reflection of her. The woman in the actress was a reflection of her. And so I asked the Lord, and I believe what he's saying is that the dying to ourselves, the dying of our fleshly desires, all that isn't easy. None of it is easy. And the end result, however, is the person, I guess, that the Lord wants us to be, and that is the desire of our heart. So that's what the Lord gave me. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Possible. Yes?
And when you were talking about, I don't know what it was. This is what the Lord said to me. Don't dread your troubles and problems, as each one of them have been handpicked for each one of you, for you to grow and come to me for the solution.
Amen. Amen. Yeah? Amen. Yeah? Isn't that comforting?
Oh, yeah. Changes everything,
doesn't it? And I do want to extend a happy Mother's Day from the pastor. He called yesterday to say that they were at their destination. There's some question. It's either Vermont or Maine. I'm not sure which. But he did want me to extend a happy Mother's Day from him to all of you. So enjoy the rest of your day. May the Lord's Holy Spirit comfort you as you go on. I'm excited because my children, my two boys, are taking me to the Salem Cross Inn, and it should be a fun day.